Today is Wednesday, November 29th. This is the women's Chumashir. We are up to Bereshit, Perek Tetvav, Pasuk Vav. Okay, Rabotai. I just want to apologize for what happened 2 weeks ago. I told them there was a Levi, everybody knew that, and I told them I can't come. But what Adina did was she only put it as part of a message with like lots of other activities, and the people, apparently a lot of people didn't look at that, and I understand a lot of people came. So I'm sorry, and I'll tell her next time to send out a devoted email. Hopefully there won't be any such excuses. But in case something happens, a devoted email just to the fact that the share won't meet. We are up to Bereshit Perek Tetvav, Pasuk Vav. This is one of the most troublesome psukim around, and there are a lot of commentaries, mefarshim, trying to explain what's happening. It's not difficult to understand what it is, but conceptually it's difficult. What happened thus far is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram and tells him, your reward is going to be great, after the battle with the five kings. Avram says, what could you possibly award me if I don't have a child who will serve as my inheritor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nothing to worry about, because the one who will inherit your estate is somebody who you personally will give birth to. It's not going to be Eliezer from Damascus. God takes him out of his tent, that's what it says in the text, forget about the Midrashim, and he tells him, if you can count the stars in the sky, that is going to be the number of children that eventually will be coming forth from you. So in light of that, we now read Pasuk Vav. Ve'he'emin Bashem. And he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayachshiveha lo tzedakah. Simple reading, there are two ways to read this. Simple reading is, he, God, considered it a virtue for the fact that Avraham believed in it. Reading the simple pshat. Vayhe'emin Bashem, Avraham expressed his faith in God. He believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in light of what just happened. And God considered him tzedakah, a righteous act. Having expressed his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So I'm waiting for you to trample me with the significant question. What question would you like to ask the Ribono Shel Olam, having written the phrase Ve'emin Bashem? What do you want to ask? Yeah?
Didn't Abraham show his emunah all this time?
Good. Who are we? We're not talking about any Tom, Dick, and Harry here. We're talking about Avraham. He has expressed his faith in God in a variety of ways where you might have expected him to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such as when he gets the very first command that we read in this parsha, Lech lecha me'artzecha umi molaretcha umi beit avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. That's a pretty big assignment. Imagine if somebody came to you in a vision and said, okay, tomorrow morning, sell your house, move out of Teaneck, and go somewhere. I'll tell you where it is. How many people here would actually do this? How many people would do this? And under those circumstances, and he did it anyhow. Then he comes to Eretz Canaan, and there is a famine. And he goes down, and he doesn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the question that everybody will address on this opening words of the text. That is the question. Why would have I anticipated anything but emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Furthermore, what status does Avraham have if he is communicating with God? What status does he have? What type of a person is he? He's a Navi. A Navi, the first element of another, if God indeed speaks to him, he's got to be someone who trusts that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him is going to be true. So why do I need the text to tell me Ve'he'emin Vashem, he believed in God? Like we say in Yiddish, Andet America. He discovered America, so he believes in God. Who would have thought otherwise? So there are a variety of suggestions to answer this. And if you take the first page, first take a look at Rashi. That's the first thing. We'll always take a look at Rashi. We don't know. But that's the way Rashi will explain it. And we always do Rashi first. So let's read the Rashi. Yes.
I think, it says Be'amin Ba'Hashem, but the question is that why did Abraham said to Hashem, what do you mean I'm going to do it? Who am I going to get all this from? You're not giving me a child. He's challenging Hashem almost.
But he just told him that I promise you that you will have a child. He takes him out of his tent and he says, the number of children will be as multiple, as plentiful as the sun. See, me tell me, those words uttered by the Holy One, blessed be He. Avraham didn't believe them. He would enter some doubt in Avraham's mind. And now you say, you know what? He believed him. Everybody is troubled. What do you mean he believed him? Of course he believed him. There'd be no way that he shouldn't believe him. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says that Ve'he'emin Bashem is not designed to teach us that Avraham had faith in God. That's obvious. But it's designed to prompt us to what will follow in the next pasuk or two. There are two promises made by God. Both initially were conveyed early on in the parsha. One is the blessing about children, and the next one is the promise that eventually the land will belong to you and your children. And for the second statement, Avraham will ask, take a look at Pasuk Chet for a second. Look at Zion for a second. Vayomer elav ani Hashem asher otziticha mi ur kasdim latet lecha et haaretz hazot lirishta. He confirms that he's going to give him Eretz Kanaan. Vayomar, and Avraham responds, Hashem Elohim bama eida ki irashena. How do I know that I'm going to what?
Inherit
this land. So Rashi believes that the phrase Ve'he'emin Bashem is not what the text is telling me. I know that. But it's designed to serve as a precursor to what's going to happen in two psukim. Namely, for this particular command, a promise, for this particular promise that you're going to have children, Lo sha'al lo ot. Avraham does not ask God for a sign to prove that he will have millions of children. He does not do so. But on the second request, namely, asking for what? That I'm going to get the land, that Avraham asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to have some evidence from you that this will be fulfilled. So Rashi believes that this is the foil pasuk. This is the foil. Ve'he'emin Bashem. Here, of course, Avram went ahead and what? Believed God, because God told it to him. But in 2 seconds, Avram's not so committed. He's not going to rely totally on the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to ask for a concrete sign that the second promise, namely, entry into Eretz Canaan, will be fulfilled. That's how Rashi interprets the phrase Ve'he'emin Bashem and answers the question. The question is, why would I have expected him not to believe in God? Answer, we are not ignorant. We know that he's going to believe in God. But the shakaru is, in 2 seconds, he's not going to have such emunah. So I play this one against the other one, and that's a literary style of the text from time to time, that you have a foil and then what you're reacting to. I do that often for a drasha. And I set up with something. Oh, Rashi says that he's my foil. But, want to say something else. Yeah.
How about the fact that this idea of having his own children was so much more important to Abraham than any vague promises of the land to be inherited by his... It was much more immediate. It was much more personal. He himself said that, God, this is the only thing that matters to me. So would that make it harder or easier for him to grab onto this belief?
It would be harder because it's so much more significant. And if I were looking for one of the two things that I'd want to have, and I, like you stated so eloquently, if I were looking for one thing to have proof that, God, you're going to fulfill it, I would take the one that's more meaningful and significant. That's the one on children. The land, you know, so, but it's not what happened. He trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which is significant for him.
That he wants. So badly.
Okay. But that's how Rashi learns. Now just finish it up. Take a look at Vayachsheveho Lo Tzedakah. Just finish up Rashi because he is our first look. Who is Vayachsheveho Lo Tzedakah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God considered it for him. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chashava LeAvram LeZechut Ulitzdaka ULeZechut Ulitzdaka, page 3, HaEmuna SheHaEmin Bo. HaEmuna SheHaEmin Bo. And what question would you like to ask on Rashi? No. What question? Assuming that Rashi is correct, that Vayachsheveho Lo Tzedakah means that God considered it a zechut, what's a zechut? A benefit, utzedakah, a righteous thing that he believed in. Ask the question. Rashi's walking into the room. What? What? Why should God consider that such a great thing that he believed in it? Would you have expected anything but that he believed in him? Well, what's the great zechut in tzedakah? I am willing to take a bet that if you were convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to you, you're convinced that he is talking, there would be nothing that you wouldn't do. Nothing. I believe that you and me, if I knew he was talking, would offer our first child on a mizbeach. I would, if you knew it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking you to do. And that's why, as we will learn at the end of Vayera, the real hero is not Avram. It's Yitzchak. It's not called Akedat Avraham. It's called Akedas Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak didn't hear it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He heard it from his father. That requires heroism. To believe your father that God asked me to do this. Well, that's a good question. When we get to it, we'll ask that question.
What was the question?
Why is it considered one of the tests of Avram? We'll see. Yes?
Vayachsheveha is who chashav ota. What's the ota? And then lo.
Well, le Avram. Lo, vayachsheveha.
Who? That's
describing something.
Right. It's the fact that he believed, the emunah that he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God considered unto Avram the zechut. Correct. Zechut ulitzdaka. So Rashi's statement is very, very difficult. Extremely difficult. So let's proceed to see some other variant interpretations. So if you take a look at page number 1 for a minute, this is one of the few times where I am directing you to see a prominent commentary on Rashi. He's printed in many of the Chumashim, not in the Chumashim that most of you are using, but in the Chumashim that have, you know, more and more Perushim, Siftei Chachamim was lucky that he was printed in many Chumashim. Lucky, because he was not the only one who wrote a commentary in Rashi. And as we say in the vernacular, Hakol Talui B'Mazal Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeheichal. Everything is dependent on luck, even the Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Because there are some Sefer Torah that the Gabbai never tells the person to take out. And they just sit there all alone, and the Gabbai doesn't hear that they're begging, Sefer Torah is begging him, take me out, I want to be read from. I don't want to sit here locked up in the closet all day. And the same thing is true about commentaries. Some commentaries are lucky that a printer decided to pick up the manuscript and print it in the Chumash. That's why you might hear of them. But if a printer didn't, and they're destined to be only a book in the library, very few people are going to know what you say. So the Sifrei Chachamim is one of many people who wrote defenses and trying to explain what is the question which Rashi is asking, or the difficulty, or trying to provide an answer. Sifrei Chachamim is one of them, and he got lucky. He was printed in many texts of the Chumash.
What?
The Mosaf Rashi. That is a commentary based on manuscripts that were found where Rashi apparently added on to his own commentary. So I bracketed for you on the right hand side of the Rashi. So let's see what he says. Ratzono lomar v'chita ale al datcha she'Avraham lo ha'emin ba'kadosh baruch hu. You mean to tell me that Abraham would have doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu and had some element of doubt in Nevuah which he himself received? It's impossible. V'im kein, lama le lemichta v'he'emin b'Hashem? Why does the text actually say v'he'emin b'Hashem? Umitarets, so Rashi answers according to Sifrei Chachamim, lo sha'al lo ot. It doesn't mean that he believed it, it means that he did not seek any confirmation sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it would be fulfilled. Whereas in 2 seconds, he will ask for a confirmation sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the second promise will be fulfilled. That's what some would say. That's what some will say. We'll see whether Rashi says that at all. Some definitely say that. That's why he's not 100% sure.
Correct, but it's not only giving.
Correct.
Or accepting.
Correct. Even though in Yerusha, it's not really true. By Morasha, it is not. You're 100% right. That's the thing, Morasha and Yerusha. A Yerusha, you can be the most unworthy child of a parent. But if you are a son, you inherit the estate of your parents. You inherit. Whether you like them or you don't like them. That child inherits.
So then you can't take someone out of your will? Is that?
Of course not. That's anti-halakha. Sure. In fact, thank God today, we have popularized an adjustment to allow daughters to be included in inheritance, because according to Torah law, only the boys inherit. And the wives, to include the wives. So we have a process where we write a document, and it should accompany, if you update your will, or if you didn't update your will, you should do it anyhow, write this document that will enable you to include daughters and yourselves should your husband predecease you. So that's one interpretation. One interpretation. Then he writes,
V'ein lahakshot
lama lo bikesh ot al besurat habanim kimo al yerushat haaretz. You shouldn't ask a question, why did he ask for a sign only for the land and not for the children? And he says, Kfar tiretz haRamban. The Ramban already answered. We're going to see what the Ramban says in a few minutes.
He already gave him the sign. He gave him the stars.
That was for his children. But he didn't ask for it. But what that's going to be one of the answers. He didn't have to ask for one because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. Here is what it's going to be. Take a look. That's an excellent... We'll see. However, he quotes now, Reish Ayin Mem is Rabbi Avraham Mizrahi. He is another commentary on Rashi. Commentary on Rashi. Tirates, Ki biyirushat ha'aretz lo haya ata havtacha. There was no promise that it was going to be given. What is there? Ela sipur ba'al dvarim ba'alma. Just telling him. What does he say? Ani Hashem asher otzeisicha mi'eretz kasdim al da'at latet lecha et ha'aretz hazot l'rishta. My plan is that what? I plan on giving you Eretz Canaan. That's why I asked you to leave Ur Kasdim. That doesn't mean it's a promise. It's just a plan. That's what Mizrahi says. Whereas with children, he actually made a promise. He told them that who is going to inherit you? He said in Pasuk Gimel, in Pasuk Dalet, Dvar Hashem, Lo Yirashcha Zeh, Ki Im Asher Yeitze Mimeecha Hu Yirashecha. It says black and white. So he made him a promise. Once he made him a promise, he didn't have to seek an oath. So says the Mizrahi. Go to the next caption where it says Veli Nira. Veli Nira. This is Sifsei Chachamim quoting, saying, I believe there is another reason. Tegabe banim lo sha'al ot lefi midrash chazal. Based on the what? Midrash chazal. Shahotzi oto hachutza ve'omarlo tse me'itz tagninu shelecha. Avram eino molid. Aval Avraham molid. What happened when he took him outside? We read that midrash. That he didn't take him outside physically. He asked him to leave his what?
His mindset.
His mindset. That this person is never going to... I'm already, whatever it is, 90 years old. I'm never going to have a child. Leave that mindset. And what? You're right. Avram's never going to have a child. Then I'm going to change you to Avraham. So once he heard that, he felt a little better about himself. Mishum hachi bikesh mimenu ot al havtachato kodem shina asulo kamanisim kishema kiblu kibel sicharo bahanisim shina asulo. Aval abanim hayah haftacha achar hanisim mishum hachi lo bikesh shum ot. Says Mizrahi, I'll tell you. You know why he asked for an oath about the land? Because he believed that having survived the war with the king and not suffered an injury to himself or any of his 318 associates, that was the greatest reward possible that you could have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, as we've seen 10,000 times, he felt his zichuyot were exhausted. So when God now says, I'm going to get the land, I have to what? Have to have a sure sign. But the promise of a child was delivered after the war. After the war. Well, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, I know it's going to be fulfilled. Hence, I don't have to ask any signs. Because apparently that is not dependent on my stockpile of zichuyot and mitzvot. Not dependent. God made a promise. It will be fulfilled. Whatever you want to say, either you took him outside, he took him to look at the stars, change your attitude, whatever it is. But the land, he believed, is totally dependent on his stockpiling of reward. And if I've exhausted my stockpile, there is a chance it will never be fulfilled. So that's a second approach. Also not the most powerful thing I've ever heard before. Not. So let's take a look at the Ramban, because he told us to look at the Ramban, and even without him I would have looked at the Ramban anyhow. But the Ramban is the Ramban. On page number 2, on the left-hand side of the column on our pasuk ve'emin b'Hashem. Pirish Rashi, as he always does, he starts by citing Ibn Ezra or Rashi. Pirish Rashi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chashav lo tzedakah uzechut al ha'emuna sheha'emin bo. God considered it a righteous deed. What did he consider? Al ha'emuna sheha'emin bo. The faith that he expressed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a great thing in God's eyes. Ve'eineni mevin maha zechut hazot. I just don't understand what's this great deed of believing in God. Lama lo ya'amin be'elohei aman. Why would he not believe in a faithful God? Ve'hu hanavi ba'atzmo. And it's not that some other prophet is telling him. God is telling him directly. V'lo ish el v'yechazeh, as Bilam says. He's not an ordinary person who does, what does he do? Lie through his teeth. As the psalmist says in Tehillim, kol ha'adam kozeh. Everybody just lies through their teeth, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi, page number 3. Umi sheheemin lishchot et bino hayachid heahuv ushar hanisyonot eich lo yaamin bivsura tova. If he's willing to accept that he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take your son Yitzchak and offer on the Mizbeah, and all of the other nisyonot, why shouldn't he believe a prophecy which only has good fortune telling him great things? So why would I expect him not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'hanachon be'enai, and I just noticed that it got cut off on the bottom, so you're going to have to trust me, says the Ramban, ki yomar she'emin b'Hashem v'chashav ki bitzidko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitain lo zera al kol panim lo bitzidkat Avram ubischaro afal pi she'omar lo sichar-cha harbe ma'od. Says the Ramban, let me just get it the full text, yeah, right here. Says the Ramban, the he'emin b'Hashem doesn't mean that he believed in him, because of course he believed in him. But he believed that this particular promise is going to be fulfilled only for one reason. Because God said it's going to happen. Not because he necessarily earned it. So what does it mean, v'he'emin b'Hashem? What does v'he'emin b'Hashem mean? That what? That God, I believe that this is going to happen for one reason only. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's going to happen. V'yachsheveha lo tzedakah. What does that mean? Avram thought that this is what?
Tzedakah.
That this, what is not charity, what does tzedakah mean?
Justice.
Deserved. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And if he says so, it must happen. So the pasuk is simply telling us that whereas in relationship to the conquest of the land, Avram was under the impression that this gift will be dependent upon his balance, his ledger, whether he has sufficient zechuyot or not, this was simply going to be fulfilled, because there's only one reason it's going to be fulfilled, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and God doesn't lie. So the entire pasuk is talking about HaKadosh Baruch, excuse me, talking about Avram, the first phrase and the second phrase.
Did he have to say subject of the pasuk.
Correct.
It would be very strange if it switched subject.
Well, that's the way Rashi learned it. Vayach sheveh halo is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, that is not true. He'emin ki nachon hadavar me'im Elohim. Emet lo yashuv mimena. The truthful God cannot, will not withdraw or recant. Ki tzidkat Hashem hi ve'ein la hefsek. When God makes a statement, it remains truthful ad olam. In fact, the notion of truth has been associated with the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every king has a signet. What is the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emet. Emet. That's why, in the davening of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we always make reference to the fact, right before we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, what do we say, the immediate phrase right before? Udvarcha emet v'kayam la'ad. Because that is the chotam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So however he judges us on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, rest assured it's going to happen. Because Dvarcha emet v'kayam la'ad, therefore you, in that respect, you are the Melech HaKol Aretz. So here, the Ramban says the whole thing is talking about this episode. This episode. It's not talking about as a foil to the next promise about the land. It's talking about children. And that Avram is at ease, that I will be granted children because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. No matter what I do, no matter what my children do, there is always going to be some representative of Am Yisrael around in this world, because God said so. And history has borne that out. That no matter what anybody has tried to do against us, they have never succeeded. And other nations who have attempted to annihilate us are nothing but chapters in a world history book. Nothing beyond that.
You can still ask the same question, though.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm not saying, of course he believed in God. But he believed that the reason why he left Chalk is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so.
Right.
So now you have to see what the Ramban will see about the second thing. Why does he ask? Bama Eida ki Iroshan. The Ramban will, he's not going to skip that. He will tell us when we get to it, probably next week. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So that's the Ramban. If you now take a look at, for a second, yeah, take a look at page 4, which is Abarbanel. I bracketed for you. The Ramban is always Abarbanel is always very verbose, extremely, for two reasons. Because he, first of all, he talks a lot, and number two, the way he arranged his commentary is he doesn't focus pasuk by pasuk. He does an entire unit, and he lists 10, 20 questions he has on that unit, and then he just goes into a running commentary for 50 pages. And along the way he says, oh, I just answered question number 13. I just answered questions 14 and 15. I just answered 16 and 17. That's the way he wrote his commentary, did the finance minister in Spain, Don Yitzchak Abarbanel. Says Abarbanel, Ve'amnan amru ve'he'emin b'ashem v'yach sheveho lo tzedaka. Efshar lefarsho lo al hayiud hazeh k'divrei ha'mefarshim. You have a possibility of saying that this is not referring to the promise that is made right here, as many Parshanim explain, Elisha Avram Haya Ma'amin Bashem Biyudim Harishonim She'omar lo yitbarach al haftachat hazera v'yirushat ha'aretz. Ki mipnei she'omar kan Hashem Elohim mati ten li v'hein lo li lo nasata zera ha'ehida ha'torah. I'll translate in a second. She'lo omar ze lihiyot mifakpeik b'yudim ho'elihim she'ne'emro lo kodem lo ze. Chalila, God forbid. Elishol mehashem sheyikadein lotet lo hazera shehivticho alav velo yitnehu lo ba'acharit yamav. Says Abarbanel. There is no doubt that Avraham, of course, believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not here, because we heard way before any of this is written that he was going to have children. Where did we find that Avraham was promised that he was going to have children? Where did Avraham hear that he was going to have children? At the very beginning of the parsha, he was told, Va'avarechecha, Ve'e'escha otcha legoy gadol. God told him the very first time he spoke to him. You mean to tell me Avraham didn't believe it? Of course he believed it. So what's happening here? What's happening here? He's simply asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't wait until I'm an alta kaka to fulfill this particular request. Because he knows his limitations. He knows how challenging it is, or he thinks how challenging it would be to raise a child. And when you're an elderly individual, that's why grandparents don't have children. When you're a grandparent, you don't have a child. You become a grandparent, where you can get some rest from the attempt to raise a child when they go home for a couple of months or a couple of weeks. But it's terribly difficult. So he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hein lo nasata li zera, you haven't given me any child yet. I know I'm going to get one. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise in this? Trust me, it's going to happen relatively soon. So Ve'emin Bashem is now saying, of course Avram believed, he knew all along he was going to have a child. But now he feels satisfied that what? That he's having the child relatively soon. And that's the greatest thank you, that's the greatest tzedek, tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do for me at this particular time. Tell me that I'm going to give birth to a child when I have plenty of life left. How old was Avram when he gave birth to Yitzchak? 90 years old. It says it in the text. We'll learn it. He lived till 175. He lived 85 more years. And as a result, he is thankful. He believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that he will have a child, but he believes him that he's going to have a child relatively soon to enable him to have the inner fortitude and strength to what? To convey his whole legacy unto Yitzchak. Yes.
You stressed to us many times the Adonai Elohim Midat HaRachamim Midat HaDin, right?
Right.
And so this parsha has a lot of the double use of Hashem Elohim with both of those midot,
right?
But in this particular pasuk, Vayamin Bashem, this is not the Midat HaDin. It's not tzedek. It's mercy.
Maybe it's an excellent question.
Maybe he sees it as God's mercy that even if he hasn't earned it, that this is being given.
Good. Okay. That's a very good point. It's a very good point.
I don't see how any of these answers are answering the original question, which was, why wouldn't Abraham believe?
Because everyone is saying something else.
Right. But so they're saying
that they...
But why would that be more difficult to believe in? I mean, it's all the same.
But it's not. You're right that it's not more difficult. But at least it's telling us something above and beyond that which is read in the text. It doesn't say any place that he's concerned about the fact that he's going to have a baby when he's 145. It doesn't say that. So that's what he's reading into this phrase. Okay, I'm not saying, like we say often, the kasha is besser from the teretz. That's all. We can live, if you don't, everybody always says in the yeshiva world, for nakasha shtark minish. Means you don't have an answer? Okay, so what? If you don't know the question, that means you don't really understand what's happening. If there is a question, a legitimate question, that means you've grasped what the text is saying and you know what the difficulty is. Well, do you have an answer? Okay. We have lots of questions for which we don't have answers. But if the question doesn't bother you, it means you don't really understand what's going on because you took it at face value. That's Abarbanel. There are several other phrases that the Midrash has commented on this particular Pasuk of Ha'amin Bashem, significant ones. This is found in a Mechilta de Rashbi in Parshas Beshalach, collection of Midrash. And he asks, Mahu Omer, page 5, Ligozer Yamsuf Ligzorim Ki Liolom Chazdo. We recite every Shabbat morning what the Mishnah calls Hallel HaGadol. Hallel HaGadol is the paragraph which begins Hodul Hashem Kitov Ki Lolam Chasdo, and it's the whole paragraph of Ki Lolam Chasdo. That's what the Mishnah calls Hallel HaGadol. So we say it Pesach at night during the Seder, and it's been incorporated in Shabbat and Yom Tov Psukei Dezimra. So there is a phrase which says Ligozer Yamsuf Ligzarim, God who made sure that this is based on another medrash, that how did Am Yisrael cross the Yamsuf? How? Not that the wall split and they're all 12 tribes walked through one big avenue. No. But what happened? There were 12 different avenues. Right? In sections. Ligozer Yamsuf, Ligzarim. So this one is going down 2nd Avenue. This one's going down Broadway. This one's going down Main Street. And this one's go whatever it is. So how do I know? So what happens, says the Medrash? Shmaya Omer, Kedai hi ha'amana, Sheheemin bi Avraham Avihem, Sheekra lohem et hayam, Shineemar, Veheemin bashem, says this medrash, something very difficult to understand. That if you want to know on what merit Am Yisrael were rescued from the pursuing Egyptians through this Ligozer Yamsuf Ligzarim, it was the faith that Avram expressed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Pasuk. Veheemin Bashem Vayachshiveh Lo Tzedakah. And I thought about this quite a bit, and I have a little difficulty trying to understand what's the relationship between this and that. How do I see that Avram's professing his Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should now translate into this particular event in Jewish history? I don't really understand it. So some answer, because Emunah is the verb that introduces the Shiva. Vayaminu Bashem uve Moshe Avdo. So Emunah, and it's also used in Parshat Shmot, when Moshe performs the various little cute little miracles by taking the staff and getting into a snake and coming back and, you know, putting his, opening up his hand, and it's a leprosy, and so on and so forth. What does the Torah say? Vaya amein ha'am. So emunah triggers the ultimate redemption and the ultimate survival. Still, it's difficult to understand why this particular phenomenon of splitting the Yam Suf into 12 parts so that each Shevet had their only avenue is a little difficult, but it's found in a lot of Midrashim, this connection of Emunah to Yitziyah, to Kriyas Yam Suf. Oh, yeah. Yes?
Maybe it's another birth. Both of them are births. And both of them are births that are against nature. They're not within the laws of nature. One's the birth of Ham, and it's literally the birthing
good
process.
Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. Write it down. Yes.
We also have received a brief Ben-Hat-Narim, which has 11...
Of course, that's what I thought is the connection. Legozer Yamsov Ligzarim is the fact that what? That here, the Egel, the Egla was cut up into various parts. We'll talk about that. It's an excellent suggestion. Problem is, it wasn't 12 sections.
Well, it said 3, 3, 3, and what, it's 11. So if you make 11 divisions, then
you not definitely have by 12. Okay, good. Okay. Take a look at page 6, a Midrash and Mishlei. Gidolah tzedakah. Sheba nishtabeach Avraham Avinu. Tzedakah is to be considered a wonderful trait, a wonderful midah, because Avraham was praised as being a person of tzedakah. Where does it say that? Ve'he'emin b'Hashem. Vayachsheveh lo tzedakah. God considered this tzedakah on Avraham's part. The Omer ki yidativ leman asher yitzaveh beito laasot tzedaka umishpat. Avram is said about Avram that he will command his children ultimately laasot tzedaka. So here they're using. What do you think that the word tzedaka is being? How is the word tzedaka being used here? As tzedek or charity? What it's more of a charity. The midah of charity is so important that Avram is being praised as being a charitable person. And David is being, the next line is, Vayhi David oseh tzedaka u'mishpat. Tzedaka u'mishpat. So again, the Medrash uses this quite frequently to elaborate. And if you go to the final page, to page 7 for a second, Yarvichu Dorshe HaParsha V'Yaskilu V'Samecho Shirat Hayam L'Lamdach SheGidolahi HaAmana L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu SheBischar Emuna SheEminu HaYisrael Sharta Aleihem Ruach HaKodesh V'Amru Shirat. Faith is so important that it enabled Am Yisrael to engage in being awarded the capacity of Ruach HaKodesh, and that enabled them to sing the song Az Yashir Moshe, which is a prophetic passage. How do I know that Az Yashir is a prophetic passage, and not simply because the second half of Az Yashir doesn't describe the exodus from Mitzrayim and what happened at the Yam Suf? What happens to the second half? Nachisa bechazdecha, but or even before, Shamu amim yirgazun chilachaz yoshvei pelashe, Oz nifhalu alafei adom elei moav yachazem arad namogu kol yoshvei kanan, tipol alehem imasav avachad, tiviemo v'sito emo bahar nachlatcha, machol neshiftecha. Talks about the Beis Hamikdash. So the shira had to be a prophetic vision. And the text tells us that it wasn't just Moshe who was singing the song. It is Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. By what merit did all of Am Yisrael deserve to become prophets at this particular time? Based on the Emunah that they had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu going into the Yam Suf. Because they did, particularly Nachshon ben Aminadav. He jumped in. And let's see what happens, because the seed did not split until he jumped in. So this emunah trait is something that is, you know, really appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to tell you the truth, has become the single characteristic through which we have survived all of these years. If not for emunah pshuta, like it says, tzadik be'emunatau yichyeh. If not for emunah, Jews would have given up a very, very long time ago. Extremely. So the fact that, as you know, everybody knows the stories of things that have been carved out on the walls of concentration camps. One of the most famous ones is the one in the Monday and Thursday lengthy Tachanun. What does it say? Uvecholzot shimcha lo shachachnu. It describes how we are slaughtered habet nishamay merei ki hayinu la'ag v'keles bagoyim nachshavnu katzon latevach yuval. We are like sheep being marched off to be slaughtered. Uvechol zot shimcha lo shachachnu. And then it ends with the last word. Na al tishkachenu. Don't forget us. We haven't forgotten you. So emunah is something that has become the very basic characteristic trait of Am Yisrael. And here, the Midrash is playing on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu greatly appreciated the emunah of Avraham. Now that just puts a slightly different read on the text. It's not that Avraham, the shock is not that what? That Avraham believed in God. What the text is telling us is how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates that we have belief in Him. Because so many times there's no compelling evidence that there is a God in this world. Certainly not a merciful God. Certainly not a God who seems to be acting al pit tzedek ol mishpat. It doesn't look like it. So the text, according to the Midrash, is telling us not so much that Avram was in a ma'amin, but how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the fact. Ve'he'emin b'Hashem v'yachsheveh lo tzedakah. He considered it such a wonderful thing that even though there's no evidence and his own physical age is against the odds of having a child, and nonetheless he retained that faith, and throughout the generations various midrashim will try to communicate to us and tell us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated it. Here by telling us that they were becoming Nevi'im, Shor Saleim Ruach HaKodesh, or to be privileged to be spared in that unusual way of Legozer Yamsuf Ligzarim. Okay, so that there are midrashim that say that after Nachshon went in, lots of other people joined it. It was just that they were a little reluctant to be the first.
Yeah.
But once he was the first, they went in when it was still before it had split.
Uh-huh.
That's, you'll see, well, when we do B'Shalach in about 80 years. Yeah.
It means not just believing or trusting, it means doing something about it.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes, but he didn't have Mila yet.
No, but I'm saying
he will.
That was eventually the sign that
correct.
He had something to,
correct.
To bring this.
That is true. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue next week.